This is Sean from Black Bag Resources, and I'm a proud sponsor of the Bear Arms Show. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Bear Arms Show.
Your fun, sometimes witty source for news, commentary, and interviews. We focus on efforts to protect and restore the right to keep and bear arms. Arm yourself
with the information you need to protect your rights.
With your hosts, John and Michael.
And welcome to the Bear Arms Show. I'm your host, Mr. John Willett, and joining me as always is my brother, Mr. Michael Willett. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's been a little while since we did our last episode. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus, if you will.
Yes, I would say hiatus.
Hiatus. It's been a couple months, right?
Yes.
How's it?
Two or three.
How's it feel to be back in the studio?
Back in the saddle again?
You guys are back in the saddle again.
All right.
That's right. As always, John will be willing to make a fool of himself in any way necessary to make the show more fun.
Audio entertainment.
Yes. This is premium entertainment. Now, you may not know this if you're listening to the podcast, but back when we had first started the Bear Arms Show, we had kind of played around with the video format, and we're going back to recording this in a video format. At some point, it's probably going to be made available live. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing our recordings on Saturdays. So that should provide an opportunity for people to hop in and see the live show. The one that we're recording right now isn't going to be available, or we're not doing it live broadcast because we're testing this recording software that we're using. The previous videos that we had done, we'd either used Hangouts on Air or a different recording setup, and that wasn't available anymore when my Windows PC bit the dust, and I went to a Mac. But now we have some new software available for Mac, some open source stuff that we're working the bugs out on, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. I think we're gonna be broadcasting this live to YouTube or to Facebook Live or something like that, probably. We'll decide on which format works better for us. But then we'll also be posting the video, the recording, up on YouTube. So it'll be available there for viewing afterwards. But always, as always, we'll be publishing the audio to the Bear Arms Show podcast. So you can always grab the audio. If you ever want to go check out the video, go to the YouTube channel for Bear Arms Show. And you'll be able to see some little add-ins there. You're not missing any of the hardcore like gun rights content by listening to the audio, but you might be missing
beautiful mugs.
Some of Mike drinking out of his Vikings mug, provocatively. Is that how we can put that?
I think it was product placement more than provocative.
You think it was product placement more than provocative?
Yes, showing support for my favorite football team.
Okay, I got you. So that's that's good. We're good with that. So this will be a lot of fun here. Now, getting back, we're coming back of hiatus here, but we do have to observe the rituals of the Bear Arms Show, right?
Yes.
So that means we have to start the show off, as always, with Mike and the words of wisdom.
Before we get to the words of wisdom, we should mention our sponsors who we are very grateful to have.
We're going to do sponsors and then words of wisdom.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to talk about our sponsors. We got three sponsors. Those are Black Bag Resources. You can find them at blackbagresources.com. Tell Sean that we sent you here from the Bear Arms Show. He'll appreciate that. We also have Dan and NJ Concealment Furniture. You can find them at njconceal.co. And I think he also got a .com, but I'm not sure if it's the same URL.com or if it's different.
I'm not sure either.
And then finally, he has
great stuff there.
Oh, he's fantastic. He was at the all these guys were at the conference, right? Who wasn't at the conference? If you're listening to this, you're saying, I wasn't at the conference. You're going to have an opportunity to rectify that next year, and you better do it. And finally, we have Justifiable Force for your armed and unarmed training needs.
Great guys out of Justifiable Force.
That's right. Mr. Mike, Wolfert. Yep. Yes. Mike. So many Mikes on the show are involved.
Yes.
We need more Johns.
Unless you're talking about the Bloomberg type, then.
No, we don't want the Bloomberg type. So those are our sponsors. We encourage you to visit all those at their websites, blackbagresources.com, njconceal.co, and justifiableforce.com.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So now with that, we've talked about our sponsors. We've told you how to find them, and they all have fantastic services and products. We're going to be going to Mike with the words of wisdom.
And episode number 43's words of wisdom come from Daniel Boone. And he said, "All you need for happiness is a good gun, a good horse, and a good wife."
So with a good horse, do you think like a car replaces that? Or like, do we update this based on the times? How does that work?
I would say a car would update that.
It doesn't have to be a Mustang.
A motorcycle. A motorcycle might replace that better. If you listen to...
This isn't like Ghost Rider or something that we're talking about here, man. It's...
No.
And those terrible movies.
Terrible. More like epic.
Right. Nick Cage at his best.
Don't even get me into talking about Nick Cage and his many faces of acting.
The many faces of Nick Cage. This is a little off topic for what our show is supposed to be about, but I will say this. The long, strangly hair from Con Air was classic.
Fantastic.
Outstanding. Whoever did his makeup and hair for Con Air... Bravo.
I'm going for a greased rat look, and I think you nailed it.
All right, just think about this. He's done hard time for 10 years.
All right, we're not going to preface
for a crime he didn't commit.
Oh, man. Well, he did. Well, I don't know. He did commit the crime.
Yeah. You know, that actually, we should have someone come on the show and analyze the self-defense scene from Con Air.
There you go. That's what we need
was,
to do.
Was his force, was the force that he
justified?
Used. Well, one, was it justified? And two, I guess, would it be excessive? Or is the fact that he was a trained killer relevant to his prosecution?
Did he register his hands as weapons? Right.
There's lethal weapons. All right.
I registered each finger. Okay. So topic number one. We're back. Dun, dun, dun.
We're back. That's right. We are back.
We should have from the jazz music there.
Which, because we're back in black. But we're not really in black, right? We're kind of in like a blue gradient.
I don't know.
No, because you don't really have black hair. You have like a brownish.
Okay. All right. Whatever. You know what? I'm wearing my NJ Safe shirt.
I see you're wearing it. You know, I'm wearing an NJ Safe shirt too. Wait, where's my logo?
Here you go.
I wanted to have a collared shirt on for the show since we're doing all video now again. I want a little more professional look than just the t-shirt since I'm the host, right? You know, you're the host too. I mean, oh, that's true. You are the talent, which gives you a certain amount of leeway. That's right.
I want all red Skittles.
You want all red Skittles?
Yes.
All right.
And all blue M&Ms.
Yes. Now, so we're back. We talked a little bit about this. We're doing the video format now. Video format's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's a good way to present the show and do it in a little bit different way than what we had been doing most recently, and more similar to how we had originally conceived Bear Arms Show, with episodes like 1 through 10, having the video available if anyone's interested in it. And, you know, then doing the audio podcast based off of that. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah. Everyone's not interested.
You know what? That's a fantastic question. And one without a real answer, I suppose. So we're gonna move off of that, us being back. And you're always going to be able to find us same place, beararmshow.com, best place to go. And then you can find us on whatever platform that it is that you want to catch your podcast on. Plus, we have the app available. You can go download the Bear Arms Show app in Android and iOS. We highly encourage that.
Boom.
For an easy way, if you have one of those devices to keep up with everything we do, you don't have to worry about, hey, is my podcast catcher downloading my show? It's always going to be there. So we got that going on. Next, topic number two, we're going to do a little bit of talk about some behind-the-scenes stuff from the NJ Safe Conference. You know, some stories of people who had helped out and made the conference great, and some things that, you know, you probably that you wouldn't see if you just if you had attended it, even some stuff there, you know, just the way things kind of worked out and the fun that was had putting it on.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a lot of good stuff happening there. We did a lot during the Safe Conference. I did a wrap-up video on the NJ Safe Conference Facebook page. So if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see there's a wrap-up video where I talk a little bit about
a rap video?
Not a rap video, no. And there weren't any hoochies in the video either. So it's even less like a rap video than you might expect.
No one was raining Benjamins on you?
There was no one showering me with cash. No. No. I wouldn't mind. I'd take it. I mean, I'll shake my butt at you if you shower me with money.
I'm good.
You're okay? Okay. Yeah. So we did a little bit of a wrap-up video there, and a couple of things I really want to point out is with the conference – no one's being filtered out of the conference. Anybody who is interested in participating in the conference, in contributing to it, we are more than willing to have them there. You know, not everybody that we talked to about being at the conference was able to contribute to it because of time limitations and things like that. Like if there wasn't a way to include it, obviously, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that just because of the amount of time that we had available and you know, what we're able to work into the schedule. So, you know, of course, not everyone I talked to about being in the conference was able to be in it, but, you know, everybody's welcome, you know, to contribute in a way that works for the conference, right? So.
Right. Right. I was going to make a quip about Moms Demand Action couldn't even send one person to protest this.
But. You know what? I wouldn't mind it. I'm thinking next time we'll have to send an anonymous tip to them about where the conference is going to be. And then maybe the news people will show up, right? Because apparently my email's not good enough. So if the Moms Demand people are showing up to protest us, then the news will be there to cover how terrible Bloomberg. People we are. That'd be...
Send an anonymous note to Bloomberg.
Right, right.
And then you'll have every town for Moms Demand Action.
Well, there. We'll have the 10 people, you know, that actually show up to things. And then you have the one guy who, like, Bloomberg pays to go to things or, you know, to. So it'll be, yeah, it'll be great. It'll be good.
I wonder if I could get some cash from him.
To be the guy?
No. Get paid by the guy. I'd be like, hey, I'll hold a sign for $100.
Right. And then, like, take the sign and draw a big circle with a line
sticker. And I'll slap it on there.
A Bear Arms Show, even better. There you go. Nice. Very nice. So, so yeah, there's the wrap up video there where I talk about that a little bit. Some interesting things. I wanted to thank some people. Obviously some of these people I've already thanked, like at the conference and that, but not everybody. Like I didn't thank all the volunteers or all the people who helped us with stuff. So there are a few people I just wanted to mention. Obviously Rachel, who I mentioned at the conference, Rachel's my wife. She helped me a ton, this time around, and she'll probably be helping me again. And something I mentioned at the closing of the conference is, my wife is not even that interested in firearms. She doesn't really like firearms. But she puts up with them, you know, because I do. And, you know, but she also understands the rights and responsibilities, that go along with firearms ownership and the Second Amendment. And, you know, she understands how important it is for us to be able to maintain our freedoms. And the fact that I'm so involved in this community, you know, is something that, she obviously respects and takes some pride in. So, thank you to her for putting up with me and all the time and money I throw into this stuff.
And she's wicked awesome.
Yes, she's wicked awesome. Obviously, I want to thank Mr. Michael Willett, flying out from Idaho to be involved in the conference and help out and handling vendors and stuff. And obviously, going to be having a role, an official role in the conference in that capacity moving forward, more than likely.
Know your role, Jabroni.
Know your role and shut your mouth. So, yes, obviously you, sir, thank you. Rachel's mom, Gloria, for helping out at the registration desk and being a speaker wrangler. Probably going to be our speaker wrangler in the future as well, hopefully, if she's able to make it. She did a good job there, and now she knows like what people look like, so she'll be able to find them better. Josh Sager, who helped us out, did a lot of work, you know, during the setup of the actual day of the conference. He showed up early, and also with the presentation stuff, helping out over there. I know you and Josh were kind of tag teaming that audiovisual desk back there, I think. So great job there for you guys. A few people who volunteered that day to help with pretty much anything and the registration and all that stuff that I wanted to mention. Will Corman, awesome dude, always there to help out. Helped out before the conference, putting up flyers. Ed Cabrera and Kimberly, they helped out with the registration desk, and Ed also put up flyers before the conference. So they were fantastic. I love those great guys.
Thank you to Ed and Kimberly.
Absolutely. They were killing it, man. Let's see here. James Kaleda was up at the front desk, just kind of stepped in. Didn't plan on being a volunteer when he showed up and kind of got wrangled into it. So huge thanks to James. Great job, man. I appreciate you being there for us. Let's see here. Now,
he was actually in order at our conference.
He was in order at the conference. That's correct. Yes. He wasn't out of order there. He was in order. He was definitely in order there. Let's see here. Tony Simon for being an inspiration and letting me talk about the conference at the diversity shoots beforehand. Tony's an awesome dude with doing the diversity shoots and representing New Jersey gun owners nationally as well via podcasts and whatnot. He's doing a super job. Let's see here. Who haven't I mentioned? Gary Allenson, who came up with Josh helping us before the conference there, during the conference. Thanks to Gary. He also kind of did like a sponsorship to put some information in the pre-reg bags that we were handing out to the people who had registered before July 1st. So thanks to Gary. Let's see here. Corey Vaughn helped out at the registration desk, and he was going to be like my vendor guy, but then that thing just kind of went nuts. So he did his part helping out the registration desk. Hugely appreciated to Corey, a great friend of mine. Christian Regasta, who is the NRA grassroots coordinator for here in New Jersey, was awesome. I'm not even sure if I should mention everything that he did for us. I don't know if he was technically, I don't know. I think it would be okay, right? He helped us out the night before. Yeah, he did all kinds of stuff. But he helped us out the night before the conference and the day of the conference. And he's, you know, for everybody who says like the NRA is not doing anything in Jersey, I do have to mention Christian. I know Christian hasn't been here long, but he's been a huge help to everybody I know who's active in this community. And, you know, I think having him here is a huge asset for us now. And,
He was there the day before. He helped us the day before. He helped us on the day of the conference, and he manned the booth there. And he was at the ANJRPC range the following day with, with the booth.
Well, he set that up. That was his. Yeah.
Right.
That was his. So setting up the range day, the NRA day at the range, the day after up at Cherry Hill. And so, I mean, just killing it. I'm super impressed by what Christian's been doing on behalf of NRA here in New Jersey. And, you know, and I'm not criticizing people when they say, you know, hey, NRA's not doing anything here. I think you need to reassess. You know, it's not that, you know, I'm saying you're wrong or you don't have any basis for that in the past or whatever. I'm saying it's time to take another look at what's been going on. And what Christian's been doing on behalf of NRA, because they're paying him to be here. He wouldn't be here if it were not for NRA, right?
Right.
And obviously, I also want to throw another thank you out to Anthony and the crew at Gun for Hire for helping with they helped me with some images like marketing type stuff. Obviously the logo and things like that are things that they've contributed to help us with, you know, at no charge and stuff, and, huge, huge support on everything that we need, from the guys at Gun for Hire, in addition to being a sponsor, and exhibitor. So, and doing the radio, Gun for Hire radio there as well, which someday I'm going to succeed in separating the podcast from RTSP's shooting simulator. I know. I had so actually, this is kind of the first behind the scenes thing is, we showed up the morning of Safe Conference and the room wasn't set up right. And we also found out that the dimensions on the drawing that we had for the rooms didn't match the actual dimensions of the room. So the plan got redone that morning, right? And the space that had been allocated for the shooting simulator in the exhibit hall wasn't large enough to have the shooting simulator. So we had to bring it out into the hallway next to where we're recording the podcast. So
next time we're going to do the podcast while shooting on the simulator.
We might as well. So if anyone's wondering, you know, you're listening to the podcast and why the shooting simulator is so loud and you say, why wouldn't they move that? It wasn't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be in a different room. So, but you adapt and you overcome and you deal with what you got to deal with, right?
That's right.
So another thing, that's kind of behind the scenes for the conference is, what was the name of the pizza place that we ordered pizza from? Was it Mario's?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a place up there in Parsippany called Mario's Pizza, which is absolutely fantastic. Beyond expectations. Probably some of the best pizza I've had in a long time. So thoroughly impressed by the quality of pizza that can be found in Parsippany. And I'm a huge fan of pizza, if you don't know. Huge fan of pizza.
All right. It was good pizza.
It was fantastic. And the wings were great, too.
It was good food. It was good food.
Now Mike wants to downplay it. That night, he was raving about the pizza.
I wasn't raving about
it. Along with everyone else.
I said it was good.
I'll tell you this. When Gloria raves about pizza, you have fantastic pizza.
Okay.
We want Mario's to deliver to Vineland. That's what we want. I don't know if they're going to be willing to drive 3 hours one way to deliver me a pizza, though.
Probably.
And it
not.
Won't be hot when it gets here. They'll have to get one of those. They'll have to borrow one of those Domino's cars with the oven on it, right, to keep it warm.
There you go. I don't think they have.
It might dry it out though.
They have a bag that retains heat.
Well, they have a bag, but there's a car. Have you seen the commercial? You probably haven't seen the commercial. There's a commercial where they have a car that has like a pizza oven behind the driver's side door with a, like, there's a handle. You open it, and it's like a pizza oven that opens to the outside where they can keep the pizza warm. So it's like in the box, and it's in like a little oven.
Oh, I thought maybe they baked it on their way.
It's named like a DX. It's like Domino's DXP or something. I don't know. So anyway, those are some things that were going on. Let's see. Anything else that we could talk about that people who attended the conference might not have got? They didn't get to see. Or
we actually reached some people that worked at the facilities who had some questions, and we were able to answer some of their questions and point them in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. We should talk about that a little bit. So Mike and I, was it the day before? It was that Friday. We met the, I don't know if he was like a manager on duty, or he was someone, he was wearing like an earpiece in that, like, I don't know what his official title was or anything, but he had just recently moved up here. And Mike and I are talking to him. We mentioned, you know, what's going on with the conference and what we're talking about. And he finds out, you know, it's basically about firearms and stuff. And he tells us, he's a fan of firearms. Right. And he tells us that when he called, he was moving up from another state. Was it Florida or something?
Yeah, Florida.
And I don't remember his name. Do you remember his name? We probably don't want to say his name on the show anyway.
Probably not.
Because he's not like a fan of the show. Well, maybe he is now. but anyway, he called New Jersey before he drives up here to move here. And he asked the New Jersey State Police, and he says, what do I have to do to transport my firearms into New Jersey? And the New Jersey State Police apparently tell him that he needs to call every state, or somehow get a hold of every state he's going to travel through and register his firearms in every state that he's going to drive through, which is preposterous. It's absolutely insane.
Bad.
But this is what they tell him, and he believes them because I talked to the police and they told me. Right. Insanity.
Horrible information. They should be ashamed.
I'm very disappointed that, you know, he had that experience, and we're also able to tell him that isn't correct. That's not how it works, and point him in the direction where he could get some real answers on what the process is. What's that?
Here is the book to buy.
Here's the book to buy. That's right.
All the states, and it's inexpensive.
Right. Or, you know, you get the resource and you know what the laws actually are and what it is that you actually have to do. So for anyone out there who's ever thought that you have to register your guns in every state that you drive through while you're transporting them, that's not true. That's insanity. So just throwing that out there.
Lock them in a case and put them in the trunk. That is all you need to do.
Right. They just have to be legal where you start and where you end, right? And then you got the Firearms Owner Protection Act, which is federal law.
You have
law.
To make sure that they're legal on the states that you're driving through,
right.
Which is just transporting a firearm, which is locked in a case out of the driver's reach.
And most states.
Or occupant's reach.
Most states aren't going to be an issue at all.
No.
The only time you might have an issue is when it comes to getting pulled over somewhere here in New Jersey or here in New York. Somewhere like that, you might have a problem if the officer doesn't understand the relationship between federal law and state law and what it is that you're actually doing.
Right. So we got that stuff straightened out, pointed him in the right direction, gave him, you know, a place to find up-to-date information.
That's right.
And, I had a great time at the conference.
Yeah, conference was fantastic. Loved it.
Yeah, met some fans of the show.
That's right. You know, I had people who didn't know who I was, and they recognized my voice from the podcast. And they're like, "Are you John?" I'm like, "Yeah." It's John yes. from the, you're John from the Bear Arm Show. Yeah, John, I recognize your voice. I love the show. So thanks for that. It was great meeting you guys.
Yes, it was wonderful. And now we move on to calling the shots.
That's right. We're going to be calling the shots. Going to be the quick news hit segments. That's become All a right. ritual here on the Bear Arm Show. So what do you got for us first?
All right. The first thing that we have is Mizzou buries their head in the sand, apparently. Their football program said that players are prohibited from handgun ownership. You can't exercise a constitutional right while being a football player at Mizzou.
What's up with that?
That's my question. We should start a segment. What's up with that? No.
What's up with that? Nobody got time for that.
So, yeah, Mizzou head coach made it part of the program that you can't own a handgun, even if it's legally purchased.
What authority? Like, I don't understand what authority that they would have to do that. Like, he's not going to be able to stop authority. You. But just hold on. He's not going to be able to stop you from going and buying a gun if you're legally able to go and buy a gun. How is he going to know whether or not you own a firearm?
That's a good question.
Like, because you tell him, hey, I own a firearm. Like, it's none of his business.
I would. If I was his player and they said, oh, you can't have handguns, I'll be like, I own a handgun. What are you going to do, kick me off the team?
Right. But if you're
opening
not,
yourself up.
But here's the thing. If you're not a person who's like, who's a crusader for gun rights, right? Say you're not that person. How is he going to know whether or not you own a firearm if you don't tell him? Right. And I get that, you know, people might not want to lie about stuff, but what business? It's not his business. It's none of your business.
Not his business.
I guess if you say it's none of your business, they're just going to assume you own a firearm, maybe.
Who knows? Are they going to persecute you?
Are they going to make you? Are they going to make you testify? Like,
you own a handgun? Is that part of the questionnaire to play for the school?
I do solemnly swear.
It's none of your business. No, we can't have you as a player because you won't answer that question. Right. I don't.
Oh, there was a stabbing. There was a stabbing out in town. You can't play for Mizzou if you own a knife.
No, any knives over 4 inches long.
Right. Steak knives. They used a steak knife in the stabbing. You can't eat steak if you were to play for Mizzou.
Horrible. All right.
You know, wasn't Mizzou the site of where that teacher like said, "Hey, let me get some muscle over here to clear out the reporters and they're stifling like freedom of the press and stuff."
I believe it was.
Oh man, that place must be a fantastic place to go to school.
Trampling all over your rights.
That's right. No First Amendment at Mizzou. No Second Amendment at Mizzou. If you play football, it's fantastic. All right, what's up next?
All right, so next, Minneapolis is in the news. The Minneapolis police just recently held a gun buyback program, and they bought a piece of pipe taped to a piece of wood with the serial number that said, "Buybacks don't work, 01."
I saw this. I saw this on Facebook. This
paid
thing,
$100 for that.
This thing is so much fun. the fact that somebody unreal
got $100 for a pipe and a piece of wood.
That's pretty
good. And some Sharpie writing.
And so, some marker, permanent marker on the wood.
Yes.
This serial number, buybacks don't
serial
work,
number
001.
Being written in Sharpie, you could sand that off.
Yeah, really. Don't you have to have it engraved or something? Isn't that what?
Yeah, you have to reach a certain depth to make it a.
Now, considering he didn't actually manufacture a firearm, I'm guessing he's not subject to those restrictions.
You can manufacture a firearm for yourself.
No, I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying he didn't, because it wasn't a firearm.
It was a firearm. It could shoot a shotgun shell.
Could it actually shoot a shotgun shell?
Well, supposedly.
How? It was a pipe and a piece of wood. Where's the Was there a nail or something in the wood that would hit the primer?
You have an end cap and you have a nail and you slam with the shotgun shell. I'm sure that they didn't. It looked like just a pipe and some duct tape and some wood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is if he didn't actually manufacture a firearm, he's not really subject to the restrictions of how the serial numbers applied.
Right. But
it's still fun.
Whoever did that, outstanding work.
Great job.
Use that $100 to buy yourself some ammo or another gun.
There you go.
Or a gun. You could almost buy a high point with it.
You could almost buy a high point. It is a step up from no gun to high point.
That is true. Okay.
What's up?
So next we have the Swiss. The Swiss are in fear of gun control from the European Union. We all know that Europe is going through a growth period with all of their refugees and recent terrorist attacks. Now the European Union is trying to restrict assault rifles, and veterans who in Switzerland are able to keep their assault rifles that they're issued, they're trying to take those away. So Switzerland is afraid that the European Union is going to step all over their freedom.
Don't take my gun, bro.
Because we all know that Switzerland is a very violent place with all those assault rifles.
Right, right. With machine guns.
Machine guns, yes.
Yes, people have machine guns.
Actual assault rifles.
I suppose you could say that.
They are assault rifles. They're issued
I still don't think assault rifle, even assault rifle, isn't really all that great of a... I mean, there's an actual definition for it, right, from the Germans and that. But,
yes.
You know, even a lot of what it carries... Like, if you have an MP5, would you call an MP5 an assault rifle?
No, because that's a submachine gun.
Right, because it's a submachine gun. So it's like, I don't like the idea of... I don't know. I don't like assault rifle. I just don't feel like it's very specific.
It's a selectable fire.
Right. Firearm. It's got to have it has to have a cartridge over a certain size too, right?
Right.
It can't, like, anyway. A 5.56, I don't think is big enough, is it?
Well, we'll put it this way. They're actual weapons of war that they get to keep in their home.
Weapons of war. Weapons of war.
Yes. And they have the lowest crime rate in the European Union.
I hear Weapons of War, and it sounds like the title of a Gwar song. Right?
Weapons of Gwar.
Weapons of Gwar. bring back the bomb. Oh, boy.
All right. So the European Union trying to...
Who was expecting a Gwar reference? At the beginning of this, nobody. And that's what we bring you.
Unexpected shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's that place you used to eat at?
Shenanigans?
Oh.
They're handing him the gun.
All right. And if you don't know that reference, you need to watch more movies.
Yes. All right. So that's going to do it for us for calling the shots, right?
That's going to do it for the entire episode.
All right. So at the end of the episode, we're going to come back here. We're going to mention our sponsors again. We got Back Bag Resources with Sean Fisher, NJ Concealment Furniture with Dan Ingram, and then Michael Wolfert with Justifiable Force. All fantastic vendors supporting the Second Amendment here in New Jersey through the show and also through NJ Safe Conference. And we appreciate their support, and we hope you support them. You got anything else to add, brother?
I don't have anything else to add. You wrapped it up very nicely there.
Thank you, sir. And with that, we're back now. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bear Arms Show. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over to iTunes to rate and leave a review. This helps spread the word, and we thank you for it. For show notes or updates about new episodes, please visit www.beararmshow.com.